We're doing the Sefer Amidot, we're up to page Shin Gimel. And Magid Miduvna had been describing two types of haughtiness. There's arrogance, where a person is always looking to take pride, and that type of person is evil in his relationship with his fellow man and in his relationships with heaven. And then you have a person who is always working to acquire traits to be glorified with, and even his aspirations benefit his fellow men, because he won't respond if someone shames him, and he gives extra charity. He's always trying to take on positive traits, and this stems from that desire for pride, which is a good desire for pride. He calls it a gavat tzedek, a pride of righteousness, or I don't know a better way to translate it. What?
A holy chutzpah.
Okay, maybe. It's interesting because that's a concept which the Rebbe of Chabad developed. I don't remember his name, the second Rebbe of Chabad. You know what he's called? He had a name. He had a special name. I don't remember. So at any rate, he developed this concept called Gaiva de Kedusha, holy pride. That a person has to have a certain element of self-worth that stems from holiness. Rav Herschel Schachter explained a very nice pshat, I don't know if it's his own pshat, in the story of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa. The Talmud tells us that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa slept for many, many years. And then, I'm sorry, Choni HaMe'agel, not Rabbi Chanina Mendoza, Choni HaMe'agel, slept for many, many years. And then when he awoke, he walked into the academy, an old man. No one knew where he had been. And after 70 years, he walks into the academy, they're learning, they ask a question, and he answers it. And they say, wow, what a smart answer. Things are so clear now. We heard that back in the days of Choni HaMe'agel, he used to say lines like this that would just clarify everything in a minute. So he said, I'm Choni HaMe'agel. So they said, nah, he disappeared 70 years ago. You're not Choni. So they honored him. They respected him. They saw he was brilliant. But they didn't treat him like Choni HaMe'agel. So it says he left the Beis Medrash totally depressed. And he raised his eyes to heaven and said, O Chavrusa, O Mesusa. So how's that ordinarily translated? Either I should have people of my caliber, or chavrusa, I should have a chavrusa, a companionship, o misusa, or let me pass away. Life's not worth living like this. But Rav Herschel Schachter explained the Gemara, where Choni HaMe'agel said, no one recognizes me. And they're not treating me as Choni HaMe'agel. They think, oh, you're a nice guy. You're like Choni, you're an almost, but you're not him. And he couldn't handle that. So how did he see that in the words of the Gemara? So he must have read the Gemara, not O Chavrusa, but rather O Chaverusa. The term Chaver means an esteemed person. The leader of a generation was called a Chaver. You had a Chaver, which just meant one who could be trusted. And then the term Chaver was also the leader of the generation. So Choni said, either they recognize me for who I am, the top of the generation, or I can't handle living like this. So they say, gee, you're pretty good. So they valued him, but not according to his level. Meaning, there is an element of necessary self-esteem where a person says, I can't handle being treated so much less than who I am. This is Rav Herschel Schachter's interpretation of the Gemara, but it fits much better, that interpretation, because otherwise, what's the connection? No one recognizes him, and he says, either a friend or let me die. It doesn't exactly fit the story, but his interpretation fits much better. So he said, this is the concept that the Rebbe of Chabad says, there is an element of Gaiva de Kedusha, there's an element of holy self-esteem that every person has to have, where a person needs to feel like people around him value him and what he does has some worth. Omnam da. So after discussing these two types of pride, the Magen Midovna says, but I want you to know, ki gam amitkei asher birtzono liot nirsham bemalotav utilotav. When someone takes pride, where their aspiration is to make an impact with good traits, with things that people value, sofo al rosho yochiach. But ultimately, the end proves the means. Ki ha'adam b'mishu adam in matzo l'rucho. Us being human, we don't have perfect control over our behavior. We have an element of control, but only to a point. You can see an application of that in cross-examinations. You can see an element of that if you talk to someone about something they don't want to reveal. If someone does an ultrasound and they know if it's a boy or a girl, so if you talk to them long enough about whether it's a boy or a girl, and they'll keep telling you, I'm not telling you whether it's a boy or a girl, eventually they'll slip a bunch of hints. It'll end up, people mean to keep a secret, but even as they mean to keep a secret, we don't have 100% control over what we say and how we say it. So, being that we're human, we don't have perfect control. And what happens is, situations occur where a person unwittingly yitgale klono vervato, reveals his shame and the parts of him that are really a cover up. Kitivar kesh hamato kilhava yotzet pito mi ben sifchei hayar. A person walks around trying to behave pious and modest, and then suddenly he has moments of anger where you see, wait a second, that's what was hiding under all of that. Vitper asher bapo yarugishu virtzono yakor shor kasher yitgale lavan vamar yaakov yeshed liadi lasot imachem ra. And then he says, wow, when I get upset, I really let him have it. And he takes pride in something that's really a shame. So he's building his traits, but he's building them in an angle that's not ideal. So as he's building them, seeking pride, saying, let people see what a tzaddik I am in the tzedakah I give, what a tzaddik I am that I forgo things when I should really be up at arms. But then he'll have his moments, and without realizing it, he'll let his anger get the better of him, and that'll show what he's really made up of. V'arav Rabbi Moshe Chaim Lotzato Zichrono Livracha, and the Ramchal in Maseiros Yesharim, hevi al zeh mashal. He gave an allegory. Levayit male teven, v'aya b'bayit chorim. There's a house filled with hay, and there are holes in the house. V'aya teven nichnas b'him, and they used to slip the hay through the holes. L'achar yimim itchil oto teven she'ya b'toch otam achorim yotze. So he has a storage house for his hay, and there are holes through which the hay starts jutting out. So anyone looking at the house sees the hay jutting out of the house. They realize that's not an ordinary house, that's a storage house for hay. The same is true when a person is colored, when a person isn't true. He's externally, he tries to portray one type of person, when internally he hasn't really built those character traits. It's all about showing those character traits. There will be times where his actions reflect what he's really thinking. So we can fool the world part of the time, but there are times when it's all going to show. So his point is we have to build our traits internally. And even though technically this false pride can be a good impetus to work, but it's only a tool. There's only so long that it'll hold out, and there's only so much that it'll accomplish. And at the end of the day, if a person is all about fluff, if he builds his traits and this tool becomes the essence of who he is, where everything's about the thought, let other people think I'm a good person, let other people say nice things about me, if that's really everything, so then at some point it's all going to crumble. People will see that. If a person hasn't built himself internally from inside out, so then what he's really about, that modesty which is not yet a complete modesty, it's a fool's modesty, ultimately people will see what's behind it. So is it a tool that one can use? Yes, a person can try to aspire to have good traits and behave like he has good traits, and it can stem from improper thoughts and intentions. But it's only good as a tool. In the long run, a person has to build himself truthfully inside, where his modesty is real modesty, and his caring is real caring, and the traits that he acquires aren't all about what are people going to say about me, but rather they're about who he is inside. And I've seen this many times. There are people who will tell you that they think a lot about their eulogy. And these are people who can attain certain heights because they think, what will people say about me at the end of my days? And this is a tool that's even used in some of the works, in the Musar works, even in the self-help works. Conan, what's his name? The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People?
Covey.
Covey, right, not Conan, Covey. You know why I thought of Conan. at any rate, so Covey, he writes that too, that if a person thinks for a minute about his eulogy, that can spur him to developing who he is, but it has to spur him to real self-development, not to fake external self-development. So that's the point he's made at the end of this third chapter.